cattle.
You speak of horses and cattle by the head. Golly, you would just, I would judge, did you say that he had two children, maybe two girls or a boy and a girl? I don't think you'd, it would be very bad language or English, I would say, to speak about a man having two-headed children or
that's what I think.
Three-head or whatever it might be. Because generally you talk about a man having so many head of horses or so many head of cattle. I don't think I've heard him talk about a man having so many head of children that somebody was ridiculing someone, you know.
Yeah, your little horses.
Yes.
What do you call the outer covering on an ear of corn?
Shuck.
And from the top of this, there's this
silk.
And on the plant itself, this great long thing with the seeds.
The tassel.
And about this time of year, you can get corn to eat, and you call that?
On the cob, roasting ears.
Here's something I've got in my garden. Mine is sort of yellow-orange. It grows in a low bush, has a crooked neck.
Squash.
I'm beating the bugs. I haven't gotten to it yet.
You know, there's a different kind of squash. They call that a yellow crookneck squash, generally. There's another one that goes just about like that. It's white.
I like those, too.
I don't care for either one. My wife is crazy about it, but I don't care for either one.
Well, I think we had two squash that came on the plants quite early, and I watched them carefully, and I go out and feel them. They were pretty soft to begin with, but although they couldn't be ripe so soon, then they got harder and harder and harder. I kept waiting for them to get soft again. Finally, I cut them off and took them into my wife, and she said, "Oh, these are too hard. We can't eat them." So now that I've learned, I picked them earlier. Let's see, we mentioned the vegetable that you eat on New Year's for good luck.
Yes, black-eyed peas.
Here's one I like. Sometimes that big around, has a lot of seeds in the middle.
Cantaloupe.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
They sure are.
You call that anything else when you were a boy?
Well, now there's another melon. It's about like a cantaloupe. They call it a musk melon.
When I was a boy, that was always a mushmelon.
Yes, mushmelon.
Yes, I didn't know what a muskmelon was.
Now the cantaloupe, I don't know of any other name at all that it would be called or ever heard it called anything else.
I'm tempted to put some of those in my garden next year. I've got my cucumber vines growing on my fence.
Well, probably you could raise some cantaloupe.
It would look kind of funny. I'd have to let them grow in a bag and tie the bag to the fence. Do you ever have that, it's a fungus type thing that is a great delicacy, and if you went to buy it, it would be very expensive. Some people eat them on steak.
Mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Is that native here?
I don't think so, no.
I remember as a boy in Michigan going out in the fall and gathering those things.
Well, now I've heard of people going out here. But I don't think they're plentiful. You might accidentally run onto one out in the pasture, but I wonder how they tell them from toadstools.
Well, these, I wouldn't be afraid to try, but these were the big spongy ones. They looked just like a sponge. My mother cut them up and made gravy from them. See, I had a strange thing, or saw a strange thing, strange to me. I was in Chicago and I walked through the park and these people were walking around with paper bags.